We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and in this next segment, we're going to be chatting with Deb Watkins. She is the shelter director at the T. Russell Wrights Animal Shelter here in Manhattan. Good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on. It's October, which we were talking in the last segment here. So many months, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Colon Cancer Awareness Month. When we shift over to animals, though, it's also Adopt a Shelter Dog Month.
Yes, we love October. We love Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. It really does bring awareness. And we have currently 8 awesome dogs available for adoption.
8 dogs. That seems kind of low. Is that for any particular reason?
Yeah, adoptions have just been going so well. You know, we get these dogs in and get them fully vetted, and out the door they go to their forever homes. So it's been a great year for adoptions.
Well, the 8 dogs you have available for adoption, if people want to go online, can they see those right now on Pet Finder?
Oh, absolutely. PetFinder.com and also on our Facebook page. And yeah, so we've got all shapes and sizes and some really neat dogs.
Okay, very good. Well, you mentioned adoptions have been great. How many did we see adopted here in the month of September?
Yeah, so we adopted out 120 animals in September alone, and 22 were returned back to their owners. So, you know, that's just such a positive thing to see those animals get back to their owners if they're loose or large or lost.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, there's nothing like losing a pet and not, you know, wondering where they're at here. And I'm sure animal control keeps busy with stuff like that all the time.
You know, we sure do, but getting those animals back is our number one priority.
Let's talk a little bit about keeping your animals safe here during the fall. I talked a little bit about that with someone from VetMed earlier this week, which we'll have on Monday morning, but we obviously want to remind people to be safe around Halloween with your pets.
You bet. You know, Halloween is a time where lots of people are coming to the doors and dressed in costumes and stuff. And sometimes I don't think we realize how much our critters, how much that can stress them out. I think it's really important. You know, this year may look different for Halloween, but some people may still get a few people that knock on their doors. I think it's important to always have your dog on a leash or just keep your dog crated, because you know, you're opening your door and you're talking to people and you may not be focusing on the animal. And the animal may be scared. And so really important to keep those animals on leashes when you're opening your door and people are sticking their head in.
Probably especially true if you have an animal that's maybe not fond of kids, huh?
Yes. You know, we do have those animals and those behaviors. And so I think it's just important to know that and always practice safety and keep that animal crated when children are around.
Now, I have 2 kids. I have 1 that's 9, I have 1 that's 3, and they'll definitely be partaking in the trick-or-treating of some in some fashion, but they tend to like to keep their candy out and about. We do have a dog. It's probably a good idea that they put that candy up high so the dog can't get into it.
You bet. I think we need to be mindful, you know, of all those candies and treats and stuff that are tend to get in odd places in the house. And of course, those dogs can get up on the counters too. And so we do not want them eating the chocolate or a lot of the sweet stuff. And so please be mindful of that. And if your animal does get into the candy, please call your veterinarian as soon as possible.
Yeah, we hear that a lot about chocolate and how it's not good for dogs. Can you talk a little bit about that, why it is so bad for them?
Yeah, you know, even a small quantity can be dangerous. And so, you know, your dog can start vomiting, have diarrhea. You'll see rapid breathing instantly, increased heart rate, even seizures. And so, again, just call your veterinarian so that you can talk to them about what they ate and what wrappers you're finding around the house and what you need to do immediately to keep our pets safe.
Yeah, it's probably not that they you know, obviously it's not good for them, but it's not that they don't like it. They probably love it. They probably love the taste and the smell of the chocolate, but it's just not good for them.
Exactly.
All right. Well, some other things we can talk about here today, wearing your masks and maybe wearing it around your pet. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, you know, I think our animals probably have gotten used to us wearing masks since we have been. But again, you have to remember that some dogs, that's still a fear. And we kind of need to desensitize them, let them know that it's positive reinforcement. You know, this is a good thing. And if you're going to dress your dog up for Halloween, you know, that's another thing, putting a costume on your dog. They usually don't like masks on over their face. But if you want to dress your dog for Halloween, that's a great thing to do. But you need to do it ahead of time. Make sure you do it ahead of time and tell your dog, you know, it's good, it's positive, give them treats, good dog, because dogs they can tell if we're making fun of them or laughing at them, or if they're just plain scared and they're trying to get out of the costume. You know, you need to figure out if that's the right thing for your dog or not.
Yeah, animal costumes, I'm always kind of 50-50 on them, because I don't know if they actually like it or if they, you know... Or if they
I think if it's done right, they do like it because they love the praise from us. I mean, you know, that's what they, you know, they love the praise and to pleasing us. And so it's kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, no doubt. Will the animal shelter around Halloween, will you guys be having any pictures of any of the dogs in costumes or cats?
We do have, you know, some of our customers and the public that do send us pictures and from the adopters, and we do love that. And of course, we always do Facebook posts and stuff where people post pictures and stuff. So that is very fun.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be looking for that. It's always a lot of fun to get festive with your animals and keep them in the holiday spirit. Should probably remind folks too, if you do have to contact the animal control office. Right now you only have one, right? Officer on duty?
That is correct.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know, just have patience right now. And, you know, we're sure trying to get all the help out there, get people help as soon as we can. You know, we have prioritized our calls. And so, you know, of course, if a dangerous dog is at large, we go out on that immediately. Some other stuff we've had to kind of wait until he has more time available, but we are interviewing for those positions as we speak.
All right. Yeah. And, you know, that takes time. So yeah, just keep exercising patience there. Anything else, Deb, we should let people know?
You know, I think the fall is a great time to get out and see the beautiful leaves and exercise those animals. And so we just really enjoy the human animal bond and people out there with their pets.
Yeah, I do too. You know, it's great. The weather's changing, and it's a lot easier to go out and do longer walks, especially. And my dog and I, we like to do as much as we can. So definitely kudos to that. And if people have any questions, how can they get a hold of you there at the shelter?
Yeah, they can sure call 785-587-2783. And we're open to the public 1 to 5:30. Monday through Saturday. So come in and see what all animals we have. We have a ton of cute, darling baby kittens. So please come see our dogs and baby kittens and enjoy that nice weather.
All right. Sounds good. Deb, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great Friday.
You too. Stay tuned. We will continue in focus after this. News Radio KMAN.